Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got your showbiz top five coming up in about an hour. If you didn't catch any of the gossip or you missed most of it, it's all good. Kelly Raspberry's working hard on her top five.
As we speak.
First world problems coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. So if you have one of those, I know you feel bad complaining about these little things. So we give you a segment so we can laugh about it, get it off your chest, and everything's cool.
My couch won't fit into my new apartment.
I know, Big Al. Couch is too big.
First world problem.
First world problem indeed. So we had a fortune teller stop by the studio recently and to let us know what 2019 has in store for us.
And I really wasn't sure how this worked. I've never had my fortune told before. I've never been to Never been to a psychic or anything like that.
So, yeah.
She had a crystal ball. We're sitting here at a table, small table, and she has a crystal ball on top of the table, but she's not really. It's just for looks.
Yeah. Did you like the vibe when you walked in, though?
I did. She was very, very nice. Her name's Laura, right?
Yeah, her name is Laura West, and you can check her out at lauraewest.com.
And so she started off asking me a few questions, well, what I was curious about. And so I told her that I was moving, getting ready to move, so I'm curious about that. Is a good thing or whatever?
Yeah.
And I asked her about my love life.
Of course you did, my man.
Or lack thereof.
Al's got a date this weekend.
And I asked her about business, you know, does this look like a good business year for me? So before she actually got to what she was going to tell me, she said, pick a card. But she didn't have a deck of cards. So she just told me, just think of a deck of cards and the four suits and just pick a number and the suit. And so I picked...
First thing that popped in your brain.
Yeah.
Same with me.
And so I picked the seven of hearts.
Oh, let's see what she has to say.
With sevens, if you think about a playing card, we have... Three on one side, three on the other, and then one in the middle. Okay, so if we were looking at a street, you've got a dead end. You're not able to move. So this may be a year that you're really spending more time kind of thinking, what is it that I really want in a relationship?
Well, okay.
So with this, there may be kind of some trying things out.
Okay.
And just kind of like, what am I looking for and getting closer to that? Because you're in a different season of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got different things that are important to you now.
Right.
And so those are some of the things that you may kind of like be trying to figure out with this 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, I wouldn't say that it's going to happen. But I would say you're going to start trying to figure out why something hasn't worked and what do you want.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Now we're going to kind of like be thinking about, you know, moving, the things that we have, the money that you're going to have, the career you're going to have, or the, you know, where you're going to be, and kind of look at that with a playing card. So what kind of comes to you with that?
King.
Oh, good.
Got to be a king.
A king. A king of what?
King of diamonds.
Well, kings,
they're
very confident about their position, right?
All right.
And when a king, like, the king's like, you know, leading everybody on the charge, and so this is like making decisions around things of value and worth, and very confidently and very sure of yourself.
Okay.
So the things that you're going to do this year, it's like, yeah, I'm going to see that something's worth it, and I'm going to move forward on it, and I'm going to like create value out of that. I'm going to have like this really moving on. So it should be a good money year.
Okay.
It should be a good year of you being confident and making decisions. You may make some real big choices in that. And so, like you were saying, I'm thinking about moving. Well, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
It's like it's a confident choice, and it's going to bring you in a position of feeling really great about what you have and where you are.
Nice.
So, yeah, so that's a good – so it's going to be more of a good year, it looks like, on the money, and one on kind of a working year on the relationship piece.
Okay.
Al, your creditor's on line two.
Hey, big money year, huh?
Hey, buddy. What's going on? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, I had a bad money year, so, you know, now I'm looking forward to the good money year.
So are you excited?
I'm very excited.
You're going to get that good money year.
And it's actually, I'm listening more now than I was then.
What do you mean?
Like when I was in the room with her, I guess it didn't register as much as it's registering now listening.
When you listen back, yeah.
That's why they tell you to write stuff down during those things because...
You'll forget.
And then stuff clicks later.
Right.
I noticed she didn't... She had me grab the crystal ball.
She did?
She did?
Yeah. I was holding... If you watch my video, Kid Nation TV, KidNation.com. If you watch the video, I have my hand on the crystal ball because she said, you put your hand on there. Some people says it helps.
Huh. Okay. She didn't ask me and I didn't ask.
But all I was thinking about when that was happening, and that's why I listened a little bit more when we did it on the show yesterday, all I was thinking is how much my arm was burning holding it up. Because I was...
Oh, okay.
I was more constant. You were palming it?
I was palming it. I was just holding the ball. But my shoulder started getting tired.
You couldn't let go.
I was trying to let go. Did you take part in the lips?
Yes. Portion? She had me go through this little bag full of different shades of lipstick, and I chose some bright red or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you did.
And put it on. First time ever putting on lipstick.
Really?
Well,
you never even did it like when your mom was away. And you
I probably did it as a little kid, dressed up like my mama. put on her shoes and stuff. I did. I know I did. I do remember that, actually. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Good, so, yes, so she had me put on the lipstick and then kissed this 5x7 piece of paper, and she read the imprint of my lips off of the paper.
I didn't know you could have your lips read.
Yeah, I'm one of 8 in the world that is trained
in the world?
In the world. I'm one of 8 lipsologists.
That's a name, the lipsologist?
I'm a lipsologist.
Wow, okay.
So, your lip prints are rather large, okay? So, people with large lip prints, they're visionaries, okay?
All right.
And what I mean by that is, like, they'll get it in their mind, it's like, yeah, you know, I have an idea of how something should be done.
Yes.
And if we're going to do this, then I need the right people, I need the right time, I need the right tools, and do not nitpick me on the money. Cost should not be a factor on this. But if that's how it's going to be, then that's how it's going to be.
Right.
So it is like the play big or go home lip print.
Okay.
It's like, let's do this right or not do it at all. Okay.
All right.
You can see that there's a through line through all of these. Like, so there's no corners.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So usually people that don't have corners on their lip prints, they get bored easy, and so they like change. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it's like, it's fine with them that things change. Also, you can kind of see that the top one looks a little wavy, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the bottom one's kind of a little bit more solid. So people are going to see you as being kind of creative, innovative, and unpredictable.
Okay.
And so that top lip is usually reflective of how people see us.
Huh.
And then the bottom one is a little bit more like on a line.
Yeah.
So while people are going to see you this way, you're like, no, I'm the problem solver. I'm the person everybody comes to. Like, I got this problem. What do I do? It's like, okay, how you do it is like this.
Yeah.
And then so it's like you're the godfather.
Right.
Okay. And so that's what the bottom lip is. It's like godfather.
Godfather.
And then the top one is like the creative.
Okay.
Do you see how it wings over just a little bit? Not by much, but just a little bit.
Yeah.
So for a little bit percentage of the time, you're going to also be a little mother hen-ish. Okay. Like keeping people in line. Like, okay, come on. Mm-hmm. Like we you got to do it this way. And so that's one of the things that is you're able to do is kind of make sure that people keep motivated and keep moving.
Okay.
And then with that thin top upper lip. Be picky and choosy about things. And so it's like you're going to have particular choices on things or want things to be done in a particular manner.
Okay.
And it's like, you know what? At least you know what you like, right?
All right. There you go.
She was right on a lot, but a couple of those things I'm like...
What? I'm the godfather, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm the godfather.
Yeah.
In fact, I want you guys to refer to me as Big Al Godfather.
Oh, my God.
Well, that doesn't really trip.
Godfather Al?
Godfather Al. Okay, there you go.
Big Al likes to do things right.
There you go.
Or not do them at all.
Right.
Or go big or go home.
That's true. You just dive in.
Yeah, I do.
You just dive in. And you do have a lot of ideas.
Maybe she mistook Godfather and forgot you were the fairy godbrother.
Godbrother.
But she was good, man. And, you know, she didn't stumble around. You know what I'm saying?
She was confident.
She was confident with what she had to say.
I think she had a lot of you right, but a couple things I'm like, I don't know.
Problem solver?
Vague, yeah.
Big Al likes to be the problem solver. Everywhere.
Yes, refer to me as Big Al Godfather Problem Solver.
That's right, buddy.
Thank you.
Teresa sent us a text and said, who else is looking for pictures of Big Al's lips? Right? You can check out these readings.
That was awesome.
At KidNation.com.
Thank you, Laura. You did great.
Today you can check out Godfather Big Al Mac. And in about an hour, we're going to find out what Jenna's year looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I asked just a very specific question for mine, which is funny.
Just one?
Well, she said some people ask for questions and some people just want to know about whatever she feels she wants to tell.
Okay.
Right,
and
right.
I just decided, I'm in a good spot. I just asked, so I just went with a specific question.
Was it a love life question?
No.
Just a life question? Business?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought I'd give some direction.
All right. So we'll find out what Jenna has in store here in about an hour. But coming up next,
I got a first world problem.
Let's do some first world problems, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is where you can complain about those issues you're having that you normally would not want to complain about because, let's be honest, worse things are happening in the world.
Sure.
But we use this time to laugh it off and move on, and you feel better. Got one here, for example.
Okay.
Jason wrote us and said, hey, I'm 16, and I can't grow a beard. Not because of what JC has.
Oh.
Thanks, bro. But because my girlfriend says that I look too old for her when I grow one.
Yeah, 16. Slow down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You can grow a dope beard when you're 16. Go, man. Just go for it.
No, not at 16.
Yeah, get you some.
High school kids with beards, that's unsettling.
It does look like your dad is.
Right, because dad is. His girlfriend's dad's going to come to the door.
Yeah.
And he goes over there a-courting.
So his problem is he grows too much of a manly beard at 16 for his girlfriend. Hashtag first world problem. Mm. We'll find out what your first world problem is, Kid Nation, next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
All right, Kid Nation, that phone number you need to call us with your first world problem is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jennifer said she was super excited to hear Big Al's story, but lost her calendar and no longer knows when that story is supposed to take place.
It's May, isn't it?
Hashtag first world problem.
May 7th.
It's going to be May 7th.
Getting it's close.
Big Al's a birthday treat for me, Al.
Big Al's
so
great
excited.
Story. He teased it a year ago.
Now, JC, you said it was a decent story.
I liked it.
I never said it was a great story.
Now you're dialing back.
Wow.
It's average. It's a story you should have just told in that moment.
There's nothing wrong with being average, Jenna.
Right, but you don't build up average.
The people involved, if I had told the story then, would know what I was talking about.
You don't
about.
Think they're going to know it?
Dialing it back now.
Yeah, no, I'm not dialing back.
For disappointment.
I'm not dialing back at all. I just said, I never said it was a great story. I just said it was it's an interesting story.
We're going to have to go back and review the tape on that.
Y'all built it up, and Kelly and I were like, this is an okay story if you were to just tell it without a lot of buildup.
I think there's a chance of drama.
And it's still building. It's, you know, it's like Lego.
It's still happening.
Oh, it's still happening, of course.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
man.
Good. I can't wait then.
So much stuff has been happening.
I'm so excited.
In the last year.
For this exhilarating story, Al.
Yeah, if I ever come up injured, it's because of this story.
Whoa, see, that makes it great.
Okay, now you went back.
You're such a flop.
No, I'm not flopping at all.
Yeah, LeBron.
It's not that great, and now you said...
If I come up injured, and I don't divulge how my injury was acquired, it's because of this story.
Doesn't that make it great?
It's because that shelf you tried to hang fell on your head.
Right. I can't wait for May 7th to be done, so we can get this over with.
All right, back to the first world problem.
Okay.
Four-year-olds have first world problems too, everybody.
Four?
Yeah.
What?
From the text. My four-year-old daughter opened our walk-in pantry and said, there's too many options for breakfast. And had a tantrum.
That's the first one.
Hashtag first world problem.
It is hard to decide.
So early and you're tired and you just eat something you can't decide.
It actually is a first world problem. Good job, sir.
I don't know how you don't notice this, but okay. My paycheck was so large this week that when my work shorted me 50 hours, I didn't even notice.
Shorted you 50 hours?
I didn't even notice. I made so much money, I didn't even notice. Hashtag first world problem.
That is a problem.
Hopefully you got your 50 hours, man. Could you put in the 50 hours?
Right.
You better get paid for those 50. Have you ever been shorted? I've never checked.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
I always trust it.
Yeah, I do too, Kelly. I always trust it.
I trust it.
Yeah, I've never looked at the
I've caught it.
Here?
I'm going to start going over with a fine tooth.
Well, we do a lot of commercials, so yeah, sometimes I've definitely caught something before.
You can pay for your commercial?
What?
Uh-huh.
I've been doing it for free.
Right. I do it because I love the company.
Yeah. In fact.
Then you keep doing it. I'll take your pay.
What's up, Jaden?
Oh, hi. My first real problem is when we have to wake up super early just to go get a Starbucks run before school.
Oh, you have to go to Starbucks?
You have to.
Yes.
What's your, what do you order anything?
Yes.
What's your favorite order?
Vanilla bean frappuccino.
That's a good one.
But it's true, you gotta get up early.
How old are you, Jaden?
10 years old.
10 years old. When did you start drinking coffee?
There's no coffee in vanilla bean.
Oh, there's not?
There is no coffee in vanilla bean.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, they're caffeine free.
When I was, I think, 9, I think I got my first, like, ever from Starbucks.
Oh, you got your first ever thing from Starbucks when you were 9.
Yeah,
so not everything has.
Not everything.
Okay. Being all judgy.
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering because
when did you start drinking coffee?
My kids are. My kids are asking. My son wants to drink coffee,
egg?
And so I don't know when.
Give him a sip of the black.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, the vanilla bean's the white one. It looks like a vanilla milkshake.
It just looks delicious.
But some of the fraps have it. Yeah, the coffee one.
That was a very good question, Jason. I thought it was because I just assumed
there was coffee in there.
You see kids carrying those around.
Yeah.
Probably caffeine free.
I
started drinking coffee with my mom when I was real little because I wanted to be like my mom and she'd make it for me. So, no big deal.
All right.
My mother also put Pepsi in my brother's baby bottle.
What?
He loved it.
Mrs. Ray.
Now, isn't coffee supposed to...
a long time ago.
Oh, isn't coffee supposed to maybe slow down your growth if you're a kid?
Look at me.
I know. You could have been like 7 feet tall.
Well, thank God she gave me coffee.
Thank God she studied your growth.
Coffee studied your growth.
Have a good day, Jaden. Thank you for your call.
Oh, my God.
I think I started in 7th grade. But like with the French vanilla stuff, the fake.
The Gateway.
Yeah. I started with the Gateway coffee.
Yeah, the sugary ones.
With the trash that you get at the gas station. I'm like, this French vanilla coffee.
Yeah, you did. What's up, Erica?
Hi.
So you're a teacher?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I created an assignment for my students, and I went to copy it. It was a 2-page assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to pick up the copies, I had forgotten to choose the staple option, so I had to hand staple all of my student assignments.
Oh, no.
Did you get corporate tunnel?
See what?
Did you get that thing?
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah, corporate.
I mean, maybe. I mean, maybe that's why I'll get it later in life, because it's yesterday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Dang, man, just because you forget to hit one little button.
Yeah.
All that extra work. I feel you, Erica. Definitely a first world problem you were dealing with right there. From the text, you guys, my house is so big.
How big is it?
That if I don't have my phone with me, my Apple Watch disconnects and I miss my phone calls.
Good Lord.
Wow.
How big is your house?
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Because I feel like the Apple Watch reaches pretty far and stays connected. Oh, man, I had it yesterday where I went to the gym and I don't listen to music often, but I was going to do the Stairmaster and watch some Fortnite streaming.
Oh, yeah. I can't work out without it.
So I was going to watch some Fortnite streaming. And I realized I forgot my phone at home.
Nope. No cardio.
It was just...
Can't. I go 2 minutes of cardio. I'm like, I can't do this.
I can't do it if it's just... You're just standing there with no music, nothing going on.
Yeah.
It feels like forever. What's up, Jared?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Nah, bad, buddy. I hear you have a first world problem for us.
I do.
What happened?
So, I bought a bidet for my home bathroom about 2 years ago. And I can't use the bathroom anywhere else.
Yeah.
It is so nice, bro.
It is so pleasant, isn't it?
It is. And your toilet paper bill goes way down.
So do you just use towels now?
Because you have to dry off, right?
Right. We still use toilet paper, but it's
not
just
as much.
You pat and you're done.
Okay, so it's not continuous. I get it. Okay,
I get it. I'm intrigued by the bidet.
Bidet. Fancy.
It's so bad. It's so bad that I've thought about buying bidets for any bathroom that I, you know, go to regularly.
Like the job.
Now,
does your bidet have so it doesn't have the dryer, it's just water?
No, it was just a cheap one that I found at Target. It's just cold water.
Ooh. Because there's a Japanese restaurant here in town with that bathroom, and I'm sure you've used that toilet, that there's so many buttons that you'll sit in there for 15 minutes. Because it's like a front wash, a back wash, a front dry, a back dry, and it's like warm. And you're just sitting there like, oh, this is nice.
I think, should we invent the portable bidet?
You go ahead and do that.
They make them.
They do, Jared?
Oh. Yeah, you put a water bottle on it. And...
Will you hand me my clutch? My bidet's in there.
Oh, man.
One, you could get one for your car.
Oh, so you got a bidet.
The bumper bidet. Like the bumper dumper we used to
have. Yeah, the bumper dumpers are very popular. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When you go out in the woods. Well, Jared, looking forward to going to a dinner party at your house.
Jared, that's awesome.
Yeah. Is it next to your toilet or is it part of your toilet, by the way?
It bolts on underneath the toilet seat.
Okay, a lot of bathrooms, you have both.
You adapt
it. Regular toilet and a bidet. Right. And he has the attachment.
The attachment. Okay, I'm going to look into that, Jared. Wow. Cut down on that toilet
paper.
Ooh. You can get one online called Tushy. It's only $69.
Sorry.
I thought they were like thousands of dollars. I had no idea.
You get a bidet for $70, man.
No, $69.
Sorry.
Oh. You always take that that way.
We're children.
You are.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, how are y'all?
Welcome to First World Problems. What's going on in your world?
So, when I take a picture, the skin on my face is so smooth, I get accused of over-editing.
Oh, my God. Good for you, girl.
Dang. What's your, what do you do to your face to keep it so smooth?
I don't even know. I just
live like this.
Just great skin. Good for you.
I woke up like this. Yeah. You go, girl.
Some people are blessed with the good skin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Congratulations, Lauren. Yep. Sorry people think you're editing too much. But now the world knows.
Now the world knows. It's just you.
I feel like my skin's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
And I don't do anything to it either.
Mm. You wash it?
No.
You don't do anything?
I don't wash it.
You don't do any skincare at all?
No.
Wow.
I used to shave, and that would kill the dead cells and stuff. Yeah. Get them off.
Exfoliate.
But other than that, yeah, I don't wash it or anything.
I let my dirt.
Really?
I just let the water do its work.
You don't put any soap on your face?
No.
No
lotion.
No lotion?
No.
Wow.
Good for
you.
You need to start thinking about
that. You should, yeah.
Look at that.
Your skin's thirsty sometimes.
But it feels so...
But you drink a lot of water, and that's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, I do keep it hydrated.
I do a little Noxzema.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day.
Yeah, maybe I'll start doing something.
I start to smell really more than anything else.
Sometimes my wife will put those masks on me.
Mm-hmm.
But not all the time. Hi, Lexi.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
What's up?
It's going pretty good. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I can't believe I actually got through.
Yeah, you did.
So, I was making dinner the other night, and the recipe I was doing called for milk. And I don't have milk very often, but I was about halfway through making dinner, and I realized the recipe that I was doing needed milk. And I didn't have any because I drank it all earlier that day.
Oh.
So what'd you
do? That is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you end up scrapping the whole thing?
I did without. I mean, it turned out it wasn't anything like that really needed milk, but it would have made it like a little bit smoother.
It just changes the taste a little bit. I remember when we were super broke. You didn't have the milk. You just had to make the mac and cheese without it. Just water.
Go water.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad, though, Kelly.
Yeah.
Still tasted good.
It's not the same.
I know. Thank you for your call, Lexi. You have a wonderful day, and go get that milk. What's up, Corbin?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
So you're dealing with something I deal with on a daily basis here in the studio.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
So yesterday you were talking about how you had your iPhone 4, the OG phone.
Yeah, I'm the OG, and I get bullied in the studio over it, yes.
Yeah. I'm still sitting here, a sophomore in high school, with a flip phone.
A flip phone?
No, that makes you cool, I think,
you're
Corbin.
Retro.
Yeah, you got the retro phone.
Wait, do you have to triple tap the numbers for texting?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's a pain.
Triple tap for the numbers.
Wow. Yeah. I was listening to a little news. Here's a tidbit news that Motorola is bringing back.
The Razr.
It's going to be foldable.
A foldable screen.
Yes. So
it's going to be like $1,000 or something.
$1,500.
Oh, man.
Really?
Crazy.
So if you want that flip phone, Corbin, be on the lookout.
$1,500.
Yeah.
You say retro. That's cool.
Here's the thing, though, Corbin. Now the ladies know that when you text them, you are putting effort.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know? That's what you're doing, buddy. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for sharing your first world problem. My man Corbin with the flip phone still.
Wow.
When I see somebody with a flip phone, I get excited nowadays.
A little respect.
Yeah, I get a little respect. I'll pour some out. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Good morning. You have a. We already talked about coffee earlier this morning, but you have a first world problem involving coffee as well, huh?
Yes, and it's terrible. So I lost my whole wallet, and I lost my credit card and my Starbucks card. So, and I drive 45 minutes to school, so I can't even stop for coffee. I have to drink coffee that's at the school.
The gross school coffee.
No.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the best. It's always burnt, and you can taste like the coffee grounds in it. So
Yeah.
All right, girl.
But good luck getting your cards all back and everything. That's a whooping when you lose your wallet. That takes a minute. Have a good day, though, Mary, drinking that gross coffee. You know what my wife told me about our coffee machine, because she's been stopping by here.
What?
Once a week. She says our coffee machine's too hot.
It's too hot?
It's
very. Sometimes it's scalding hot.
It's possible, too. Well, when we're constantly making coffee, and then it burns the coffee.
Yeah. When I got my first degree burn the other day, I just thought that's how it's supposed to be.
No, sometimes our coffee is hotter than other times.
Yeah.
I never noticed.
Yeah, I just thought that's how it was, because that's the only coffee I've drank. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
So you have a first world problem that's dating back all the way to Halloween?
Yes. We just moved in. We had plans to have a big, first Halloween. And we only had 4 trick-or-treaters or so come by, and, well, we had a lot of Halloween candy left over. And now all we have is bad candy that we don't want.
Bad candy.
But you can't bring yourself to throw it away.
Nah, you still eat it.
Save it for next Halloween.
Oh, you're going to gross year-old candy.
People do that.
They do that. You can tell, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call, Morgan.
Sorry.
From Cammie, she wrote us on the text and said, I don't feel like going to work today, and I was going to stay home, but then I remember that my housekeeper scheduled to come in, and I didn't want to be awkward, so I'm going to work. Hashtag first world problem.
So true.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That day, you're like, oh, I feel so lazy. I have to go do things.
And that's the one day somebody's stopping by. Rachel!
Hi!
How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
We're doing excellent. Are you on your way to school right now, Rachel?
Yep.
All right, so what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. What's your first world problem?
In language arts, we were reading a poem called Oranges. So basically, this guy, our age, asked to go out and gave us food and stuff. And our language arts teacher asked us what we would do, like the girls. And everyone's like, no. And I said, if he mentioned there was food, I would say yes. So I forgot that a guy who has a crush on me, I started to like him. He's not the smartest person. He's disgusting and stuff like that.
Aww.
And he has a crush on me.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I said that, I realized that I just told him how to dance my heart.
You thought you gave him the keys to your heart, but you're not into this guy. Well, maybe give him a chance, because this guy could be a bloomer. You know?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, you never know. Give people a chance. Just in case, Rachel. And then if you're not feeling it.
Not, he might just be a really good friend.
Yeah.
She didn't call him for a lecture.
Well, yeah. Love letters to
because we were that guy in sixth grade. You're not feeling right, and you like the girl, and you're just hoping for one little chance.
Yeah.
But we get you, Rachel. You have a wonderful day at school today, Rachel. Give them the
sixth
key to the heart.
Problems. I get it. My daughter's in sixth grade.
Sixth grade's tough, man.
Yeah, the girls were being mean to her the other day. I was like, go hang out with the boys. No, because then they'll call me boy crazy. I was like, what's wrong with that? Crazy.
That's your mama right there.
Right.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy? This would make me so angry every morning. What happens to you every single morning?
My dog gets in a daily routine, and he licks my face about a minute before my alarm goes off.
Oh, what a whoop.
Wake me up.
They know.
You had one more minute to sleep.
I know, that extra minute still makes you mad if you wake up a minute before your alarm goes off. Like, man, I could have
slept. I know, every morning.
What's your dog's name, Brent?
His name's Dexter.
Same.
Dexter.
Shout out.
Okay, I've heard on the radio, I thought your dog's name was Dexter, too, JC.
Yeah, we have double Dexters going on, Brent. Mine doesn't lick me in the face, though. I think he's fighting with me right now. Yeah. Have a wonderful day, buddy. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for all your text messages.
Yeah.
We'll do first world problems again next week. And, you guys, I think we need to talk to part-time Justin.
Really?
We gave him access to the text. So he can...
So when people text us at 800-543-3548, he can respond.
He can finally respond. We gave him access to that, and I think he is... He's throwing out fake news.
Oh, boy.
In danger of losing access?
I don't know. We'll talk to him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, Justin. Hello. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Awesome.
I was hoping you could fill in Kid Nation with some.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because there was text messages out there, and there's news floating around. You know, the question I believe on the text was, hey, when's that Kid Nation TV show coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have some news for us.
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Too Many Conflicts.
So it's not coming back?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? When
is
did
it
you
not?
Hear that?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
We thought maybe you had some inside scoop that we didn't have.
Yeah, because we have a totally different...
Because I was just told recently that... Hey,
like, day before yesterday.
Maybe around the fall.
By the CEO of Yay Network.
Oh. Did you hear something else?
It sounded like we weren't doing it.
And you think that's okay to share with the public?
And just that there were too many conflicts.
Too many conflicts, yes.
Who told you that? You have conflicts?
I mean, we filmed it last year, right?
Nothing
was brought up. We didn't even talk about it. No one told me anything. I asked about the TV show.
They said it wasn't even... Oh, my God. No, you bring up excellent points. If there's a TV show to be had, you'd think there'd be buzz about it.
And I've been pushing it. I've been talking about it. I've been wanting information.
But you thought you would just take the liberty of sharing with the public your side.
Yeah, I mean, I was one person.
Yeah. Who said there was too many conflicts?
Justin?
It sounds like all of us. I mean...
No, we're all on the same page.
Well, I mean, when we were filming the show, it was complicated.
It was.
It was. And y'all didn't even want to do it seemed like. Why would we do a show y'all didn't want to do?
That's right. You're right, Justin.
You're right. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say there weren't any scheduling conflicts because a lot of the filming did take part after the show. And Kelly and I have kids and families, and Al and Jenna have the side hustles going on. Yeah, I totally get it. I think we do want to do it. I want to say we don't want to do it.
Yeah, can we?
I want to do it. I've been wanting to do it. Huh?
Is it okay if we do it?
I hope so. I've been wanting. Do y'all want to do it? I don't think y'all do, though.
You know, it's not really up to us, right?
It's up to the network.
It's up to the network, and that's why we're waiting until the fall. That's when we were told we were able to do it.
I wasn't told this.
So you're just going to
tell... So that would have been nice.
You're just going to tell someone you don't personally know your side.
Yes, it was just... I mean, it just fizzled out. We never talked about it again.
I can see why you thought
there was no memo. No.
I'll give you... When we did Dish Nation, we did something similar. Well, we did a test run. Mostly, we did some shots, and then we waited... And waited for about 8 months until it finally got picked up.
It takes a long time.
It takes a minute. God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just like some info on it would have been great.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
I walked into White Cheddar. I'm like, yo, are we not doing the TV show? And he goes, what?
Oh, you saw the text message.
I saw the text
message. Well, normally I would just ignore those, but we were told to reply to those text messages. So...
By who?
We're told to reply to those messages
about
the show.
Yeah.
Love that. And tell them that, here comes White Cheddar.
To reply to people, not spread false information. Answer questions you know about.
I thought I did.
LOL. Back. Send an emoji. Do something.
I did. So are we getting a TV show or not? I'm still confused.
Too many conflicts.
So yes or no?
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
In the fall.
It's in the works.
In the fall.
It's in the works, in the fall, we're getting a TV show.
It's not up to us. You don't understand
how this
works?
So we don't know. I get it. What's the answer? Yes or no, we're getting
There's
a TV show?
Yes or no.
So we don't know.
Maybe.
Why are you so angry?
We're going to start filming
because I'm asking
summer.
A question, and I'm still confused on.
Let me tell you why, Justin.
So we don't know if we're getting a TV show or not.
No,
that's
not
the answer.
I understand, we're going to start filming in the summer because it has to be ready for the fall.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a good answer.
But you know what? Yeah, that is a good answer.
So is that the answer?
The answer?
Is your diet making you cranky?
Me?
No, him.
No.
He's like on fire right now.
I'm not on fire. I was just confused.
No, what happened is Justin already spent the money he was going
to
make on the TV show.
Well,
because obviously I was wrong, right?
Yeah.
You weren't
right.
I wasn't right.
So in the future, if someone asks a question you don't know, just ask.
before you reply.
There's the lesson. Oh, there's the lesson.
Yeah, it's not that I didn't know. I thought I knew.
I can see why you thought that.
I thought I knew we weren't getting
it. I know. I understand, Justin.
Justin, I love you, buddy.
Thank you guys so much. I'm sorry. But next time, I will ask, of course.
Next time they ask, just go, it's in the works.
So are we or are we not getting a TV show?
Yes, in the fall.
Okay, we don't know. Okay.
Do you have any other questions you need to clear up right now?
Do I reply, I don't know?
You don't reply.
Just don't reply.
Say it's in the fall.
We're going to change the past.
Okay, so don't reply to these text messages anymore. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Hey, can we get some breakfast and coffee, please?
We gave Justin the keys to the car and he crashed it first day.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So you can go to KidNation.com if you would like to check the video of our fortunes being read or told. I guess she read them. She asked us. She had the cards. She had the crystal ball and everything. Yeah. I have mine up there. Big Al Mac had his this morning. We'll probably get to Kelly's tomorrow. But right now, it's your turn, Jenna.
Oh, we will get to mine tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mine's going to be quick.
How would you rate your 2018?
My 2018 was incredible.
It was good, right?
I loved it. Okay. I'm happier than I've been in about a decade, probably. I feel very fulfilled and happy. And, I started a business, and that's been going great. So going into this, I kind of, I know what I'm doing in the next few weeks. I've started dating someone, and I'm getting my eggs frozen. So I truthfully kind of shy away from personal life questions because I feel like my personal life's going to be how it's going to be. I want to feel it out. I don't really want some outsider telling me, this is your year, when things like that have happened before and it doesn't. I don't like it. So I just kind of want to go with it.
Okay. You're let down a little bit because you get all these great things being told and don't happen.
Absolutely. And I've been very happy. So truthfully, I don't like messing with it that much.
Right.
I don't really want to know my full future. So she gave me the option of asking a very specific question, and I decided to keep it more, since I have my own business now, I decided to keep it more business related.
Okay.
Sure, I would love to know what you see for me professionally in the year 2019.
Okay. So thinking about that, you're familiar with playing cards, right?
Yes.
All right, so we have hearts, we have diamonds, we have spades, and we have clubs. We have aces, and then we have numbers 2 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
We have jacks, we have queens, we have kings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just kind of like relaxing and kind of like thinking into the future of 2019 and thinking about like your career, the things that you have, even like your hopes, dreams, and desires professionally of where you might be going. What is the first playing card that kind of comes to your head?
A queen.
A queen.
I like the queens.
Right, good. And what is the suit? Queen of what?
Heart.
Okay. So, Jenna, queens manage things.
Okay.
Okay. So, when we think about their place in the court, they're, like, doing systems and making sure that everything runs smoothly. So, when we think of hearts, we think of people, relationships, and kind of, like, nurturing. And so, I often think of queens of being kind of like mom.
Oh, okay.
And so, So, professionally, what may be kind of the focus this year for you is like managing people. A lot of times, the queens are making sure that with Queen of Hearts that everybody is fulfilling what they want to have happen. But on the flip side, just kind of thinking about you too in your professional life, it's like, how do we nurture you and the relationships that you have professionally to kind of move forward? And so that may be even one of the bigger focal points for you. It's like, okay, one, taking care of me, and what do I want and need and desire to move forward? And then who do I know to make connections and to network with or have relationships with that kind of connect and move me forward? Because people are going to be the key for you professionally. And so it's not like necessarily my skill. It's more of my relationships and the way I work with people.
Okay.
And so that's going to be a big focal point. But with a queen, again, you've got a system and you're going to be doing things more in a confident manner because it's a court card, and it's not going to be haphazard. It's going to be with like a purpose and a direction. And so that's what 2019, if we're looking professionally for you, more in how that's going to be done.
That was it.
All right.
Get going, girl.
Get those contacts.
Yeah.
And that has been very beneficial for me, starting a business when you have, relationships and contacts and people, mentors, asking for advice. I have a funny story.
Yeah. Okay.
That I didn't tell you guys about, but I'm going to tell you now because it's funny. And okay. I need Justin to come in here.
You need part-time Justin? It involves him?
Our conversation a couple breaks ago reminded me of a situation Justin and I went through together recently that y'all don't know about.
Oh. Justin, do you have any idea what this pertains?
No, I don't. Okay. No. No, I have no idea.
Okay, so a few months ago, I got a message from a casting director that said, hey, I work for NBC, doing a show, casting a show. Mm-hmm. When I read things like that, I'm sure that this has happened to all of us. You read something like that and you're like, I'm out. I am very opposed to doing strong reality television like that.
Right.
Frankly, because I just don't feel, I don't even watch it myself.
Yeah.
But with the premise, they asked me, so I took a phone call because my friends were like, you have to see what it's about. So I took a phone call and the producer said, we want to do, have you ever seen Very Cavallari? And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I know Kristen Cavallari, I know the show. And they're like, well, we want to do a show like that on you. We've been looking for someone, I have finished the CBD skincare line, and they were like, we want to do a show on a girl that has a lot going on, that's very independent, this job and this business, and follow her around.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, that's cool. That could be good for my business. So I'm like, I'll consider it. What do I need to do?
Yeah.
They asked me if I would get five. We went through a hardcore audition process. They asked me if I would get five friends to speak, and then I start to realize I don't have much drama in my life, and that's probably something they want. So I tried to select some friends that I thought would give me a little bit of drama.
You need some beefs.
Really riding on Justin.
And we argue a lot.
And we worked together. I thought he would. So, I mean, I went through an hour Skype interview. Every single one of my friends went through.
Mm-hmm.
I got my assistant. I got, you know, a best girlfriend. I got a guy that I had been romantic with and worked together. And I got.
I know.
Yeah.
She's a good assistant.
Come on now.
Hey, I've been working my butt off. And I got Justin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, come to find out, the guys did not bring enough drama.
Oh, no.
When I did my interview, I was like, Justin and I fight all the time.
We do.
I don't know what to say, but they said Justin was so nice about me.
Oh, good.
They should have gotten show.
I don't think it's going to pan out, which is fine.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I don't think it's going to pan out. I could have said
she was like a dirty hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have said that. No, I didn't. No, you were very kind and very nice. Of course.
You're supposed to be, you compliment her, but I think they wanted you to give a couple back.
Yeah, because after that interview, I had to go on and talk about each of my friends.
What did you say about me? I want to know that.
Is there a way to get this tape?
There has to be, right? That's what they said they do. They piece it together, you know, with my interview and then all what all my friends said about me.
Uh-huh.
So I want to see it so badly.
Well, I want to know what
you asked for.
Okay, all right.
I didn't say anything bad about you. I just said that we fight. I said what the truth is.
Yeah.
That I always have your back, but you come on the show and you don't have my back, and that we fight all the time.
Sometimes, yes,
so I
definitely.
Tried to start getting it going, and they're like, he seemed very calm and nice about you. And I'm like, Justin!
Why didn't you talk trash?
Yeah,
because why would I talk trash about her? She's been nothing but kind.
That's sweet.
I mean, the only thing I did say, I was like, I think her confidence could be higher, or self-confidence, but that was it.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's confidence could be a little bit higher.
Yeah. About your Skype.
No, not yours, JC.
No, we can't compare to you. Well, I mean, that Skype interview was awful because they asked for a nice lighting scene and somewhere where you're sitting straight up. And I slipped my memory.
And I thought he'd be good.
Hold on one second, Jace. Justin, were you trying to sabotage Jenna's show?
No, definitely
were
not.
You being incredibly kind?
I didn't know that they were going to film me. I thought I was just talking to someone. Uh-huh. So I'm post up on my couch, lounging with some Cheetos. I got a white t-shirt on. I'm on Skype with some glasses.
I told him, I go, make yourself look good because this is serious. These are the executives.
I sat in front of the window so the light was good so she could see me. But then she asked me to move around. She goes, do you have a chair or like a table to sit this laptop on somewhere where it's not on your lap? And I was like, okay.
He was sitting on the couch eating.
Can you change your shirt because there's some Cheeto dust on it?
That's reality.
That's good. That's what it
was.
That was. I was, here I am.
Eating Cheetos.
Hanging out.
You said nice things, which is the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Oh, man.
I still love you, even if you cost us the gig.
I'm sorry, Jenna. I really
okay,
am.
It's fine. I'd be terrible on reality TV. I don't have any drama in my life. I think all my friends were very nice about it, and they were like, well, this is not going to be entertaining.
Well, let's get into a fight. I'll find something that just makes me all upset.
Well, you guys have one going every, like, 2 weeks.
I know,
weeks.
Yeah, right?
And then you guys don't talk to each other for about a week.
No, that only happened once, and we love each other, but I really was counting on you to bring the fire.
We'll do another roast. How about we do that?
No.
Another burn book?
Well, just you and Jenna. Yeah, all right. Y'all can roast each other.
I think we lost our chance. Our life's too chill.
I'm sitting here going, I didn't get a request for a Skype interview. Al, did you?
No, I didn't get one either.
No.
Were we not drama enough, Jenna? Because I can bring drama as well.
No. I mean, this would have been part of it, obviously, when it came down to it. It wasn't just I picked five people and they would be the only five people.
Right.
I just tried to methodically pick five people that were in different areas of my life. And I know how much he loves reality television. And I thought, and I needed some, you know, guys in there. I thought he would like it.
I would have been fabulous for him.
Being the villain on a reality show looks so much fun.
Yeah, I just picked him truthfully because I thought he'd talk trash about me and bring some fire.
Well, now you know I'm not. I love you, Jenna.
I love you, Jenna.
Did you think it might have been a trick to see if Jenna would, if you would talk trash about Jenna? Or did you think it was legit the whole time?
Well, she said I was being recorded. So why would I be talking trash over something that's going to be recorded?
Uh-huh.
That's number one. But also,
I told dirt on myself that I would never reveal because they're like, it'll never make it to air. So I tried to bring some drama.
Like what? What'd you say?
Just some, like, you know, some people I've gone out with. Uh-huh. You know, things like that that I knew would never be public, but I thought it might make their ears perk up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't think it worked.
People whose names we would recognize,
they were
maybe?
Like, they were like, when do you fight with your girlfriends the most? And I'm kind of like, I don't ever.
See, it's
got to
be about fighting.
Yeah. It is about the fighting.
So it's interesting.
I was like, I'm really chill. I work a lot. I love my radio job, and then I have a business. And
you
I
need a nemesis, Jenna.
I know.
Well, it was supposed to be.
It was going
to
be Justin. He was my only nemesis.
You could have been a star.
No, but she needs like a real life nemesis.
I don't want a nemesis. I like my life.
Like back in the day, The Hills. Lauren and Kristen, nemesis.
Well, you have like frenemies, and so that would be basically what Justin and Jenna could have been positioned as, where they're friends, they get along, but then they have these really horrible fights, but they're still friends. Justin,
still hang
I
guess
you should have gotten the maybe that's what you should have told him. Go hard on me.
Now
I know.
Now it's too late.
But let's create. You know what did you say about me? You. Raggedy,
I mean,
dry hair lady.
Okay.
Dry hair. Everybody's hair is dry. It's not like we just got out of the shower.
I was like, he uses me for money.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And I was like, I said that's the Halloween story. I was like, he's gay until he drinks too much.
Oh, hello.
And then he gets in my bed without clothes on.
Oh, hello.
I was trying to reveal all the dirt that's true.
Mm. That's not dirt. That's all. That's everything I am proud of. Okay?
Well, maybe next time, instead of doing this over Skype, you should just write them a letter and use as postage you get, you know,
oh,
from
stamps.com. Yeah,
never
you
misses
what?
An opportunity.
No, there you go, Al.
I was trying to figure out how I was going to
she would have done this in my audition.
Right. You don't have to go to the post office to send in your audition tape or to send letters and packages.
Right.
You have to with stamps.com. It not only saves you time, it saves you money.
Mm-hmm.
Stamps.com brings all the amazing, incredible services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. If you've got a laptop, you got a printer, you can use stamps.com because they send you the scale. Because that's the question. It's like, how do I...
Right.
Sometimes my package is way more. I don't know. They send you a digital scale, so it's calculated to the penny how much your postage is going to be, and that saves you money over time. Plus, you can find discounted postage rates at stamps.com. You can't even get at the post office, which I hear they're about to raise their postage rates again.
Uh-huh.
So right now, you can enjoy the stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and that digital scale when you start off the new year with stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Craddock. That's stamps.com and enter the code Craddock.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's time for Tidbit News.
Hey. You're welcome, America.
Love Tidbit News.
Yes. Catching you up with everything going on in the world.
Just a tidbit.
Just a tidbit. Mostly the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can gather the information yourself if you feel like you need more.
Or no more, Google it.
But half the time, you don't need more.
No.
Just what we give you is enough.
Just enough. You say, hey, did you hear about the blah, 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 blah?
Yep, me. Yeah, that's all I know, too.
Like today, go to work, or maybe you're at the office.
Uh-huh.
Go over to the kitchen area, see your coworker, and go, hey, did you hear about that 72-year-old grandma that married the teen she met at her son's funeral?
Wait, what?
Whoa, I know, right?
Can you say that again?
72-year-old grandma marries teen she met at her son's funeral.
Oh, man.
Funeral crash.
So much stuff going on there.
Wow.
Dude, 19 years old.
Talk about a coug.
And he was attending the funeral of her son. A grown man passed away, unfortunately.
Her son was probably 40-ish, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably. She had been married for 43 years, and she said that her former husband was not romantic and never touched her and didn't give her any compliments and there was no intimacy. And she said that that all changed with this 19-year-old.
Oh, he's 19. So
constantly tells her how much he loves her.
Oh, good.
And is constantly calling her beautiful.
Oh, great.
And the loving's great, according to her.
Hey.
So.
I mean, I'm not saying it can't be, but 72 and 19.
Yeah. Her name's Almeida.
She could be his great grandmother.
Oh, Almeida.
We're always complimenting and kissing.
Oh.
We enjoy our relationship. When you meet that perfect one, that's when you know you don't want to lose that feeling. Age is nothing but a number.
Amen. 70.
There are limits to that.
That's pretty cool, man.
At 19.
Maybe she takes really great care of herself. And maybe he likes older women.
Of course. There is a song I heard, older women are
beautiful lovers.
And this guy took it to heart.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I would just love
to. He hadn't even got his first job yet, and she's retired.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't need to work now.
He has a killer stash, JC. Did you see
it? He does have a... Oh, if you're Mexican, he has the Cantinflas stash.
What are
it's
they,
like, it's just the corner of the mouth.
Just
has
the sides.
Yeah.
Where do they live?
I'm not sure exactly where they live.
United States?
Yeah, they're United States.
Oh, yeah.
They're our people. We claim them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
72
oh, man.
And 19.
And, boy, it's tough out there for Peep and Tom.
How so?
This guy in Florida was caught peeping into a teenage girl's bedroom.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so creepy.
So her dad was going to work.
Saw it.
And saw the guy in the bushes.
Oh.
And doing something he shouldn't be doing while watching his daughter. And so, like any father... He got out of the car and said, hey, you, stop. The guy did not. Peep and Tom took off.
Then what happened?
Well, it turns out that the father is former NFL player Tony Beckham.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. Who I believe played for the Titans, played cornerback. And if you know anything about that position, that's his job is to chase people.
He's fast.
So he caught up to the guy
and
held him until police arrived.
Did he pulverize him first?
No, he actually, the guy, he said he just held him down, but the peeping Tom ended up with a black eye and a cut lip.
Yeah. Well, he hit the ground.
Which is, sure.
He beat him like Beckham.
I'm sure the cops would not have minded if there were some more bruising on that face of the peeping Tom, but yeah.
Creep.
Why do they call him Tom? Like,
poor Tom's out there, you know?
Yeah.
Why does that name have to be?
Some guy named Tom.
Maybe the first peeper was named Tom.
The nicest
guy ever.
The
first one prosecuted for it, maybe. I don't know.
But I would go with like a P name, like Peeping
Paul.
That's too hard to say. Peeping Pete.
Peeping Paul. Yeah, let's go with Peeping Paul.
Peeping Pete.
I know the answer.
Oh,
you do? What is it?
It comes from a legend. A prying tailor who was struck blind, by some accounts, struck dead, for opening his window and watching Lady Godiva as she rode naked through the Coventry to demonstrate against heavy taxes on the town. So she apparently was riding naked and he would watch her, and his name was Tom, and he was
a tailor.
You
can't blame a man for that.
Yeah, she's gone.
You weren't supposed to look.
You looking at a naked lady running down the street.
Yeah.
You can't blame a man for that.
So it's just a legend, and that's where the name came from.
The legend of Peepin' Tom.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.